At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
So Terrell Farley just stuck his head in here. I'm sitting here in shorts, all right? And he goes, where are you from? What's wrong with you? Like, ladies and gentlemen, when I tell you I like snow and I like cold weather, I am not joking. All right, now, he about set himself, what did he say about set his tights on fire for the Oklahoma game in 95, 96? He was sitting next to the heater so close or whatever. I'll leave that for him to share on his show. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get back to the topic. And we almost forgot this. How in the world did we forget this? Can you imagine taking a 106-mile-per-hour baseball off the face? Ooh. Tucker Timmerman. Dude, that is Nebraska tough if I've ever seen it. And I will tell you what, Nebraska baseball pitcher, the ball came back at him 106 miles an hour. All right. He's okay. Doing all right. If you've seen the pictures, he's the best-looking man in the state of Nebraska as far as I'm concerned right now. But that's crazy to me. What did you think when you saw that?
Oh, man, that's what I, when he asked me what I wanted to be, like, which pitcher I wanted to be, I thought that's where you were going.
That's
I was
what
like,
you thought of?
I was like, yeah, maybe I just don't want to be a pitcher.
Yeah, he's all right. Don't worry, ladies and gentlemen, he's doing all right. I was always, remember Jim Abbott growing up? He had, like, the hand. He was missing his right hand. He was left-handed pitcher. He'd throw with his left hand, and he would, like, set his glove on where his wrist is, where his hand should have been. He'd balance it, and he'd pitch, and he'd immediately, after he threw the ball, grab the mitt, and he'd be ready. He never had any issues as far as fielding or whatever because he could then field the ball, take the mitt off real quick, and throw it with his left hand, even though the mitt was on the left hand. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because he was one of my favorite players growing up. All right, let's get back. People from the text line, what are their thoughts on what Matt Rhule had to say, et cetera?
What Blanket chimes in says, and if Nebraska holds on against Ohio State doesn't make the playoff. They're not the national champion. Difference between championships and disappointing seasons can be very small.
Dude, and those differences are made in January, February, and March. All right. Anything else?
Oh, that's it for now.
All right. Let's go ahead. So part of this is seeing the long-term picture. Now, baseball is a little bit different than football, as we know. There's several things that are different between the sports. But as far as competing at a high level, a championship level, as far as seeing the long-term picture, and if anybody remembers Greg Maddux, I remember those. The Braves were actually my favorite team growing up. Don't worry, I've adopted the Royals now that we're back in Lincoln. All right. I grew up in the state of Washington. So it was like Griffey, A-Rod, Jay Buhner, Randy Johnson, Edgar Martinez, Joey Carr. I wasn't a fan at all. But they weren't as good then. Okay. So I always, throughout the summer, the Cubs were always on WGN. Never bought into the Cubs. But the Braves were on TBS every day. So I always watched the Braves. Chipper Jones, Fred Smoltz, all those guys. All right. John Smoltz, Greg Maddux, Tom Glavine. I love those dudes. Okay. And Greg Maddux, those mid-80s, maybe upper 80s. Okay. Him and Tom Glavine. Tom Glavine played like 20 years, by the way. But three of the best pitchers in the entire league. Smoltz could actually throw in the 90s. But Greg Maddux was the ultimate mastermind. He could pinpoint pitches. He could keep you off balance. The changeup, the fastball, the curve. He could place it exactly where he wanted. He would throw this pitch to set up the next pitch. He would throw the pitch in this at-bat to set up the next at-bat. What I didn't realize is that he would think ahead 4 months, and he would allow a home run in the regular season to set up something in the playoffs. When people say you're playing chess and someone else is playing checkers, this dude was playing like elevated 3D level of genius chess while everybody else was playing checkers. Go ahead and play that clip there, Jake.
Regular season, and we were winning like 8-0. It was easy game in the 8th inning. And he told me, don't throw anything inside Mbagwa. Call everything outside.
This is his catcher talking, his catcher.
I think it was somebody odd. And he wants to go inside. And I go, okay, you know, it's your game. So I went inside, called inside. Mbagwa hit like 1,000-mile.
Long boy, Bagwell, way back.
And I was mad. And I was like, what are you doing? And he goes, they got a good team. We got a good team. We're going to play them in the playoff. He's going to wait for that pitch. 3 months later, we're in the playoff, bases loaded in the seventh. We threw three straight changes and struck him out.
Low and away. The pitches were low and away when he struck him out.
I was walking to the dugout. He goes, hey. And I look at him. He said, you remember 2 months ago? And I said, no, I don't. He was looking for that pitch, the homer that he hit. And I was like, this guy.
I think here's remember success. So they're not going to remember getting a ball up and in and that they pop up as opposed to the home run that they hit off you, you know, last month. And knowing the hitter is more likely to remember that pitch he hit out of you, then you know that's one pitch you're probably not going to throw him for the rest of his career. So that's kind of how I looked at it.
So that was Greg talking at the end. He literally told his catcher, that was his catcher that was talking at the beginning, Greg at the end. He literally told his catcher, I'm not going to throw anything up and in. Then Bagwell, if you remember him, one of the best power hitters in his day, comes up to the plate. I don't know what the situation in the game was, but apparently he didn't mind giving up a home run. Maybe the Braves had a big lead. I don't know. Tells the catcher, we're going to go up and in. Gives up a home run. Knew what was going to happen. The catcher's mad. What are you doing? He goes, they're really good. We're really good. We're going to play again in a few months, and he's going to look for that pitch, and I'm going to kill him low and away. And that's exactly what he did. If you see the clip, we played the audio.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
If you see the clip, it's 3 straight changeups, low and away. And you could see Bagwell almost like just anticipating that up and in pitch that he could take yard again and he strikes out. Why this equates to Matt Rhule is because it's about the long-term plan, the long-term goal. Being willing to absorb the ups and the downs, being willing to think about the whole process, being willing to look ahead and absorb the suck in the meantime. For what we're hoping all for, starting with Matt Rhule, is improvement, a good football team, and hopefully someday a team that can compete for a college football playoff spot and be in the CFP, especially once they start letting 43 teams in this thing. But that's, again, the topic for tomorrow. All right, Jake, don't try to lead me down that road already today. But to me, when I heard this, it was like literally, I think I sent that clip to you, and then I heard the Rhule clip, and I just thought that was a cool clip of Maddox, and I'm like, boom, this connects with the Rhule clip. As far as seeing things long-term, as far as playing 3D elevated chess versus playing regular chess versus playing checkers. Now, will we get more wins in the fall? Will we get more wins this fall, next fall? We'll see if it actually pans out. But there's a reason, like with Pelini, my former DC, there were things that I saw, I was like, it's just not going to work out. I didn't have an issue with him being let go. Okay, with Riley, loved Riley, but there was just things football-wise that I was like, I don't think it's the right fit based on the expectations we have. With Frost, things he would say from the podium, I was just like, oh my. And then I had a couple conversations with him. I was just like, oh my God, what is this? And so for me, there's a reason why Rhule's record is not where we want it to be yet. We had improvements and breakthroughs last year in certain things, okay? But there's a reason I'm like, I like certain things and things that he says and things he's trying to achieve. And I don't just believe it's lip service. As good as he is at public speaking, last fall, I would literally sit here and be like, all right, I gotta figure out where the line is between this guy being really good as a speaker at a press conference and what really matters the most. Cause that was hard to figure out sometimes. Sometimes it was a little bit easier. You remember me talking about that, right, Jake? And so for me, what I hear Matt Rhule say and what he's trying to build and conversations that I've had with him, aside from things you hear publicly, I love his vision. I love his conviction. I love what he's trying to do. Will it work? I don't know. It depends on the amount of people that are willing to buy into what he's bought in and he's trying to get them to buy into, which is a long-term vision and plan. Day in and day out, consistency over time. Does that all kind of come together and make sense in your mind what I'm trying to say there, Jake?
Yeah, absolutely. It is about that long-term play, but it is interesting that, you know, in Matt Rhule has, you know, great way to speak about it. He's brought two teams this exact path, a kind of bad first season, middle second season, then the third season it breaks out. But I'm just so interested because this time around, different coordinator, just a lot of change
yep.
going into that third season. But it does feel like and look like the team is improving, and the expectations, I think, are going to rise this year because of that.
So that's the question, because it is different. First of all, the Big Ten is different than the AAC. It's different than the Big 12. It's not even a close margin at this point. The Big Ten and SEC are just on a whole nother level right now. Okay. So it's a different level. Can he get it done at this level? Also, for the most part, he had guys staying around as coaches, and he didn't have to deal with the transfer portal. So there are things that are different, but I think he's trying to adjust and navigate this. And every coach learns in the process, and I think he's learning, but I think he's willing to look in the mirror. If you've heard what I said about some previous coaches, I've said, do you own a mirror? Are you willing to look at it? Until you do that, you're not going to get better. And I would be nervous if you were the coach of my team. He's willing to look in the mirror, and he's willing to try to get better and call himself out on it and own it. And those are some of the things that I respect about him. Let's play. This will be quick. Let's play the Donovan Edwards clip. And Travis Hunter basically said something incredibly similar after Colorado had played in Lincoln versus Nebraska this past fall.
Which stadium did you play in that had the most energy?
Nebraska night game.
Really?
Unbelievable. Awesome. Yeah.
I like the music at the end. Basically, the first part of the clip was what mattered the most. That's Donovan Edwards, all right, former Michigan running back. Now, this is a guy who's played in national championship games, who's played in college football playoff games, the Rose Bowl versus Alabama, Ohio State, Penn State, day games, night games. He said Nebraska, and he said it wasn't even close. And Travis Hunter said basically he'd never experienced an atmosphere like he experienced when they played at Nebraska in Lincoln earlier this fall. There are things about Nebraska that are unique, that are special. Outsiders will tell you, you live in a bubble, you live in the 90s, you need to move on with your life is what they'll tell you. And I'll say, well, I've moved on with my life, but there are things that just haven't changed. And Nebraska has the ability, the potential. They offer certain things that other places don't. And this is a guy who's been a lot of places, played in a lot of big games, talking about, I've never experienced anything like Nebraska's atmosphere game at night. And you got to remember that Michigan game from 2 or 3 years ago. I think Scott Frost was actually the head coach in that game. But to me, there's light at the end of the tunnel. We just got to embrace the process, and hopefully Matt Rhule's the guy to get us to the light at the end of that tunnel. All right, don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.